Atma Sneha is one of those four Atma Kleshas, those four fundamental Sahaja or Sahati Kleshas that we come into this life with, that are kind of the foundation on which our whole personality is built, our whole being in this time is built. From a Buddhist point of view, clearly we need to be attacking, so to speak, those four Atma Kleshas. We attack the views through reflection on Shunyata, and we attack the cherishing and the pride through these sorts of practices, these sorts of actions, let's say, and the practice of giving and taking in the bodhicitta practice. So we come in with this fundamental attitude of kind of feeling about ourselves that we are extremely important and desirable. What I find quite helpful about realizing that they're innate is that it's in a way not culpable. It's said at that level that the kleshas are a cognitive obfuscation. In other words, they do hide the truth of things from you. They're a mistaken view about the way things really are, but they're morally neutral, which is, I find, rather reassuring and gets away from a sort of almost an original sin notion. It's as if you've got these attitudes that you've just acquired from the past that are deeper than you can really see in yourself, as it were, and that are not necessarily going to lead you to act unskillfully, because you can have those Atma Kleshas and still be a good person and act fundamentally skillfully, even dwell in dhyana much or even most of the time. But still, there's that cognitive obscuration underlying it. So the self-cherishing is not something kind of bad in a, as I say, an original sin sense. It's not some sort of moral blot that you're born with. It's a cognitive knot with an emotional consequence which obscures the truth from you and leads to suffering your own and others. So what we're trying to do is to change that, so that not only do we cherish ourselves, because after all it says cherish all beings and we are a being, but cherish others too in the same way, to have the same sense of concern for and identification with others that we have for ourselves. I think it's very, very important to recognise that the text is not saying that we should just sacrifice ourselves in a perhaps even quite guilt-ridden way. This, for the ex-Catholics amongst us, we need to reassure ourselves of. And just from the point of view of being able to put it into effect, we need to realise, because we can't sort of do away with our own spontaneous feeling of concern for our own well-being. But what we want to do is to expand that feeling of concern for our own well-being to include others, to include all others, ideally to the point at which it's felt as strongly for others as it is for ourselves, because we no longer see ourselves in the same sort of separate, isolated way. So in saying, may I cherish all beings, all of that is implied. It's changing our immediate and spontaneous identification with ourselves and concern with ourselves, interest in ourselves, even love of ourselves, expanding that so that it includes all others. And this is the active dimension of insight into the empty nature of Atman, of self. Yeah, so far so good.